Leading investment house Coronation is a registered financial services provider that manages the long-term savings of millions of South Africans. And if you have a pension fund, a retirement annuity, or unit trust, they may even look after yours. There's a huge amount of financial expertise and knowledge contained within the walls of Coronation, which is how they're able to see the unseen and help you to save more, in the true sense by encouraging you to put money aside every month instead of spending it. Joining me today as part of National Saving Month is Coronation's personal investment specialist, Christo Linnefelt. We've met Christo a couple of times before, and it's always good to have him here because he knows what he's talking about. Last week, we talked about undertaking a personal audit to see where you can meaningfully save money, and you had some innovative suggestions around the unseen ways to save, so thanks for that, Christo. Where do we start today?
So, hi, Gareth. The first thing I'll say is it is daunting to look at your bank statements and go through them and audit them. Sometimes some things can be a little bit shocking. I'm happy to tell you that I did it myself, and I'm happy to report back that I have cancelled that double insurance on my cell phone now.
Good.
And really, what is this all about? It's being aware, looking out for those pitfalls that we are being bombarded with all the time in terms of offers and how to save when we spend, and taking back that control, right? And it really feels good once you do it.
Yeah.
And we discussed some of the ideas around managing that. Don't store your credit card details. Do your audit. And effectively stay off that upgrade train that we discussed. And if you can apply some of those, hopefully you'll have some extra money left at the end of the month and you can put that to good use.
Look, after last week, I made a checklist and I've gone through all of those things, but sometimes it is tough to say no, especially when you are talked into buying something or you're enticed into buying it because they tell you if you don't, you'll miss out. So it could have to do with something that's actually happening. Maybe there's a concert going on and, you know, there's an expensive ticket up for grabs rather than the one that you could afford. So you go, this never happened again. Let me do this. Companies say it's available for a limited time. We discussed this the first time we talked. Or they make you feel that you're going to lose something if you don't buy. I mean, I've fallen for FOMO before.
Mm-hmm.
You go, you know what? I work hard. I deserve a break. I'm going to spend this money that I don't have. And then you end up regretting it for weeks and weeks afterwards. But we're all guilty of the same thing, right?
Yeah. So we get bombarded by these offers all the time. And really, they appeal to that, it's almost like a peer pressure type emotion. It's don't miss out, that fear of missing out.
Have you got your FOMO under control?
I'd love to say 100% yes, but I hate missing out. I really do hate missing out. So
yeah.
It is hard work and it takes a lot of discipline to deploy the antithesis to FOMO, which is JOMO, the joy of missing out. So effectively turning it on its head and convincing yourself that there's real joy in missing out on some things. I mean, if you think about it, saving in the traditional context, not saving by buying things at half price, saving, putting real money aside.
Mm-hmm.
Saving is like the ultimate JOMO. You're effectively delaying immediate gratification for some reward later on. That impulse to just say yes to things, to just go with the flow, you effectively have to resist that. And you're doing that, and that's JOMO, but you're doing that so that you can effectively have a better experience sometime in the future.
Right.
And it's difficult, but it can pay off. So think about the delayed gratification of being able to use those savings to put on to use as a deposit on a house, for instance.
Right.
That's, I remember doing that myself. When I just graduated, going out in the world and finding accommodation, for instance, not earning much money, the first thing I did was, instead of some of my peers going out and renting a fairly decent place, I put myself up in a digs, very dingy place, I must say.
You survived. And
I survived. I had some experiences there. There were some real FOMO experiences as well. That was worth it because I managed to save up some money and deploy that later on into a deposit for my own place. That's a difficult thing. It takes a hell of a lot of discipline, but I think it's well worth it.
All right, so it is National Savings Month and people obviously a lot of people won't care about that and they won't think about it at all. But it gives all of us an opportunity to just assess the situation. And every single decision you make with your money, you could think critically about, and you could be, you know, sensitive to the decision itself and whether or not it's going to have positive outcomes for you. Or you can just live and kind of see what happens and stay in survival mode, and whatever comes in, you spend. And a lot of people do that. Mm. But if you do manage to get the message, and if you're listening to these episodes of what we're doing here, trying to encourage people to be more aware of their money and saving, what can you do with your money if you have saved it? And it doesn't have to be a lot. Let's just say you save a little bit.
No. So, I mean, just to put a hard number on it, you can save with Coronation for 500 rand a month.
Right.
That's it. So, I mean, I don't think the hurdle's too high.
No.
The real point is you take that money and you put it to work. You put it to work as hard as you possibly can. And that is where guys like ourselves come in. We don't get it right all the time, but the objective for us is to do everything in our power to put your hard-earned money to work so that you can effectively get a greater reward from that money at some stage in the future. So how does it work? Well, over time, you at least want to beat inflation, right? Otherwise, you're just going nowhere because things get more expensive over time. But what if you can beat inflation by a healthy margin over time? What if it's 4, 5, 6% above inflation over time? Well, you know, we spoke about the power of compounding a few weeks ago, and the numbers do get big on you over time. And that's the real power, is to put it to work. If you need help from guys like ourselves, we can do that for you so that you can really get a proper reward at the end of the day.
So in other words, instead of just having today's money at today's value.
Yes.
And maybe keeping that at zero. Let's say you just put it under the mattress and you don't save it. That at least is better than spending it, but it's still not great.
Correct.
The next step up would be to have it perform at roughly inflation.
Yeah.
Which means that it's going to be the same money today as it will be in the future.
Yeah.
But if you can do better than that, which is a step up from that, why wouldn't you?
Exactly. So if you can, you know, put some numbers on it, if you can beat inflation by 6% per annum and you do that for 12 years, you've effectively doubled the purchasing power of that money. So for every 500 rand you put away, you can now buy something worth 1,000 rands in today's terms.
Yeah.
And that's the power of it.
That's brilliant. So, okay, are there any other things that you think we need to know before we wrap this up? Because I think people like these practical tips. It's been really helpful to, you know, clean up our finances, to also not fall for the advertising messages. Are there other things around National Savings Month that you've got thinking about yourself and that you want to share with us?
Yeah, so maybe just, you know, it's all top of mind now, it is National Savings Month. Just to recap, we are not telling you to forfeit that flat white in the mornings. If that is your thing and it gives you a kick, I certainly know I can't function without it. That's not what we say. We're not telling you to sacrifice things. What we are asking you is to just raise your level of awareness. And we are here to effectively almost redefine the term savings. Savings is not buying something on a 50% sale. Saving is delaying spending and putting that money to work and by investing it.
And there are big things that fall outside of this. I mean, if people are making investments in property, or they're putting money into a, for example, one of your, let's say, your unit trust investments.
Yeah.
Or perhaps they're buying a car because they need to get to and from work. Those are justifiable.
Exactly.
That's not you splurging on stupid
stuff. Yeah. I'm not telling you to, you know, pull your kids out of a decent school and start to homeschool them.
We're saving. kids, I'm sorry, we're saving. We're going to put you in the pantry every day and make you read books.
But just keep it top of mind. Understand that we all have
kids, give me those shoes back. We heard this thing on Cliff Central about saving. I'm sorry, we're going to have to get you much, much worse shoes that we're going to make out of banana leaves.
That's actually not a bad idea. So just keep it top of mind. Understand that we are human beings with lizard brains making very impulsive decisions. We all fall into those traps all the time. Keep your awareness with you, your wits with you, and take control of what you spend money on. And think about JOMO. It's not just about the fear of missing out. It's about the joy of missing out.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's nice to not buy something.
It should really be called JOMO now, because it's the joy of missing out in the present, right?
Yeah,
in
exactly.
the moment. But
yeah.
in the future, you're going to be happy.
That's it. Yeah.
And it. Anybody who doesn't know the benefit of finding 100 rand in a pocket yep. of an old jacket won't understand this, but most of us have, and it yep. feels really good.
That's it.
Thank you for sharing, Christo. I think National Savings Month is a great time to be reminded of how you could be more careful about what you spend your money on. Choose not to spend and instead put that money aside into a savings or an investment vehicle with a bank or an asset manager like Coronation. A good option is investing in a Coronation Unit Trust fund, which is the simplest, most cost-effective way for you to invest with Coronation. It also gives you exposure to a basket of different financial assets such as shares, bonds, listed property. All you need to do is start investing with Coronation today for as little as 500 rand a month. You can also give them a call or visit coronation.com. They've got Christo there. They've got a lot of other smart people there who will help you make these decisions. And I hope you're encouraged to put away some extra money that you could, for the long term, end up reaping huge benefit for and from in the future. It really is worth giving up that impulse or convenience purchase for long-term financial security. Thanks, Christo.
Thanks, Gareth.
For vision, touch, taste, sensory exploration of molecular gastronomy, visit Quantum Tastery. With molecular portion sizes at astronomical prices. 12 experimental courses heightened by ultra-modern ambience. More like 12 courses of crumbs, smears, and specks of food eaten in near silence.
It's easy to get tempted into unnecessary spending. That's why Coronation is encouraging South Africans to save instead this National Savings Month. To invest, talk to your financial advisor. Coronation. Trust is earned. Coronation is an authorized FSP.